Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Rolling into Class 3 District 8 semifinals this evening as Maryville getting set to take on the Chillicothe Hornets. We are joined in studio this morning, Maryville head football coach Matt Webb, and we also have senior offensive and defensive lineman Lucas Viertaler with us. Always good to see you guys on a nice Friday morning and seeing that season continue to roll on. I assume at this point, coach, every practice, every game, kind of just a blessing on top of a blessing, because at this point we're cutting out a lot of teams week by week with the elimination rounds.
Yeah, it does. It kind of goes quick once you hit the playoff rounds. And, you start off with a bracket of, 62, 64 teams, kind of depending year to year. And then each week those are cut in half, So, you look at a district semifinal and then the finality of things. And it gets, the goals to play for a district championship next week. So you want to practice each day to go out and kind of prepare yourself to do your best on Friday nights, and once you get done with Friday nights, you kind of earn the right to play on Saturdays and play in the afternoons, and those are always fun, but the finality certainly hits this time of year.
Now, Lucas, you get to this point in the season, you always know those opportunities to play in your home field are running low with only a few weeks left, but especially being a senior, you know that that career also, regardless win or lose, it's wrapping up here within the next month and a half. Do you play with almost a healthy sense of urgency at this point of, we want to keep that season going, but keep that career alive a little bit longer too?
I think I do play with a little bit of urgency a lot of time because, I love playing at home. It's my favorite place to play, obviously.
And I guess, coach, at this point of the year, you kind of want the guys to not do too much to play outside of themselves, but understanding the moment's big right now too.
Yeah, absolutely. And Lucas is a great example of that, being a senior and contributing, for many years in our program, and certainly, seeing him develop, not only on the field, but, with his leadership, style, and, he's a great mentor to a lot of our young players, and sometimes, when you play D-line and O-line, those names aren't called a lot or, put out in the media, but he does a lot of things behind the scenes and, with that coaches see and the young players see, and just does a good job of being a good role model to the young guys, and you see those things. But at the same time, you kind of treasure these last games, whatever they are, with your seniors. And Lucas is certainly one of those that I enjoy being around.
Tonight, a rematch with the Chillicothe Hornets, one that goes back to week 3, a shutout for Maryville in the home field, and of course seeing the Hornets coming back in again this evening. They're 5-5. But it's been kind of an up-and-down season, some good wins, some tough losses. What do you make of the Hornets as you see them come in?
Yeah, it's a team that, is very dangerous. I mean, their identity is the same. Coach Smith has done a good job with, they want to run the football. And their tailback, Silas Midget, is probably one of the more talented backs in the league. He's fast, he's physical, he's, rushed for a lot of yards through his career, not only this year but last year. And so he's going to be back there. And like you said, they beat an Odessa team that, is the number one, seeded team out of District 7, which would be on the other side of the bracket when we get a chance to, opportunity to play them here in a couple weeks, hopefully, or somebody out of District 7. And that was just in week 8. So, they're playing good this time of year. And then at the same time, they struggled in some other games. So they lost to Benton, kind of to wrap up, towards the end of the season as well. So, it's one of those that, you don't really know what you're going to get, but you do know their identity, and they want to run the football, and they're big and strong. And you kind of, it seems like a long time ago in week, when we played them here, towards week 2, week 3, and earlier in the year, week 3. So both teams have kind of matured and are a little different, but at the same time, it's a great opportunity to play a rival. They're two communities that really love their football programs and love their high school sports. They both support extremely well, so it's always enjoyable to play those guys and have a good crowd, and it'll be a great night.
Lucas, this is one that the defensive and offensive line takes a little bit more pride into, just knowing that, like Coach said, they want to come out, they run the football and be physical. On the flip side, Maryville running the football really well too, to where if you can come out, shut down Chillicothe, win a rivalry game, and go unbeaten against them throughout your career, what would that mean to you?
I mean, Chili Week always means a little more because they always got big dudes on their offensive and defensive line, and it always means a little bit more when you pancake a big dude or you get around another big dude on offense or when you're on defense. But, yeah, it always means a lot more, especially since I'm kind of unbeaten against them so far. It always means a little more whenever you can – like last time we played and we ran the ball all over them and they shut down the run with only like 4 rushing yards. I mean, hopefully we can do that again. I think if we play tough and strong and don't be soft, I think we can do that again.
We think about what Maryville's doing right now and putting together a couple of really good back-to-back weeks, and we feel like we've seen that running game really get rolling with a lot of different guys. We said a lot of Gavin McAtee and Sadler View, but we're seeing Cannon Creason get healthy and run the ball well. Brody Shepherd had a career night last week. Kane Bowles had a rushing touchdown. The running backs are running well, but how much of that also has to do with the offensive line's healthy, you guys are meshed and playing really well up front?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we're starting to get everything, most of the things figured out. I mean, we're getting holes open up for those backs. I mean, it doesn't take much for them to get spring one. I mean, all it takes is a little hole. I mean, if we can just do our jobs, I feel like we'll go as far as we want.
And, Coach, of course, we had a few weeks middle of the year where Lucas was a little bit banged up and wasn't in the lineup. To have him back on that line and that experience back out there has to be huge for your guys overall.
Yeah, again, I talked about his leadership, you know, throughout his career and you know, him really maturing down, being a senior, but especially I noticed it during those weeks when he was dealing with an injury. And, you know, every team, you know, has injuries and they happen in football, and it's certainly unfortunate, you know, and you feel for Lucas, because I know at the time he wants to be out there playing, but watching him be a leader during those weeks and helping the younger guys fill in his role was that was rewarding and just kind of shows the character he has. But, yeah, I'm excited to have him back the last few weeks, and it certainly makes a difference and a sense of comfort, you know, as a coach to know that, you know, what he's being told is getting done on the field to the best of his ability. And if he's got questions, he knows how to ask them, and if there's a – there's a sense of kind of security there, knowing that, you know, when Lucas tells you something, he's seen it before, and then it's not a wide-eyed kind of, you know, something that didn't happen. You know, it's something you can adjust and make adjustments, and then you see it in film, and those are good things when you have somebody with senior leadership.
Things kind of get thrown around with a high school football season. You never know what can happen, and you're rolling into the district semifinals with a sophomore playing quarterback right now on that offensive line, but you've got so many reps. Do you ever kind of step back but just give him a little bit more confidence and just kind of say, hey, just keep doing what you're doing. We're going all right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, every time in practice he makes a bad throw, I always walk up to him and go, hey, you're fine. Just next play, focus on the next play. Which, I mean, I feel like he's done a really good job so far stepping in, not really getting many reps at the beginning of the season with the varsity. And I feel like we're really starting to mesh together well, and I think he's going to do a good job this week.
Maryville meeting up with Chillicothe this evening, the Class 3 District 8 semifinals. Head coach Matt Webb, Lucas Viertaler in with us right now. Coach, to this point in your 6 wins, you're outscoring your opponents 260-26. I mean, when this team's on, it is on.
Yeah, it's been one of those seasons where, you know, it's we haven't really played in a really tight, close game, you know, and you're looking at, you know, district semifinal round. You know, you've played 10 weeks and that's kind of hard to say, and I don't know why that is. I mean, I know we don't coach it that way. Like, hey, let's either go score a bunch or give up a bunch. You know, we don't coach that way. But I think it's a reflection of this team's. I mentioned it a couple weeks ago at the end of the regular season. They enjoy being around each other. You know, practice is still enjoyable. You know, they still like going out there. You know, they know our district seed. They know our schedule. What it put us through. They know our path when you look at the bracket and how we can get there. And there's not a lot of highs. There's not a lot of lows. They just show up and work and focus on, you know, what we can control. And that's exciting. So when you get into a game and you see things, like you mentioned, Jackson's confidence. And, you know, last week, you know, you look at the first half and seeing how things are unveiling, it's exciting to see this team still be excited and still get ready to roll each week and just see who's ever in front of us next.
Playing good football, building momentum. Lucas, Coach mentioned it there, just really haven't played in a tight game just to this point. In those wins, you guys have really put the hammer down. Do you feel like, though, it's about time that they put you in at fullback and give you a handoff?
I mean, yeah, I've been asking for it the past couple weeks as we haven't had a close game, as he said. But, I mean, we got a deal done, and I'm not going to disclose when that time is, but when it comes, it comes.
When it comes, maybe it'll be a pass play for you. We saw Delton Davis throwing to Derek Quinlan last year, so you never know.
You never know. Coach Houchin and Coach G over there, they're pretty creative when they want to be, and these guys have a certain way of talking them into things. I'm not sure what happens behind closed doors, but sometimes they're pretty persuasive in those things.
Get out to the Hound Pound. You never know what you're going to see. Coach Webb, Lucas, thanks for the time. Good luck this evening.
Thanks, Matt.
Maryville and Chillicothe tonight at 7 o'clock. We'll have that game on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe.